go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It is a great pleasure to have with us at a moment when the work of his organization is of simply surpassing importance. One of the senior investigators at Judicial Watch, he is Bill Marshall. He has been extraordinarily successful, as have his colleagues, in doing the work that, successive inspectors general and congressional oversight committees and even judicial panels have failed to do, except to the extent that the latter have made possible some of their work at Judicial Watch. You can find out all about it at judicialwatch.org. We're going to be speaking to Bill Marshall about his own views. They are not necessarily those of Judicial Watch. And it's a pleasure to have Bill with us because he's been doing thinking and writing and investigating on questions that have been vexing to so many of us, specifically what on earth is going on inside the law enforcement agencies of the United States government, specifically the Federal Bureau of Investigations, or FBI, and the Department of Justice, most especially during the Obama years, but now increasingly there are questions about what's being accommodated, tolerated, or ignored as it continues during the Trump years. Bill Marshall, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio for the first time this year. A happy New Year, I guess, is in order. I think of that as a wish, not a prognosis, but it's always a happy thing to have a chance to visit with you. Welcome.
Thank you, Frank. And it really is a happy New Year, certainly from an economic standpoint and the administration crushing ISIS and everything else. Things are looking up in some ways and kind of frightening in others.
Well, let's talk about the latter, because I know that you have been writing at the American Thinker and elsewhere about your concerns about the developments that are being uncovered now, it seems, not even by the day, but by the hour, by your organization and others, concerning what's happening to the FBI, what has been done there under its auspices, particularly in the previous administration. Tell us a little bit about your take on it.
Yeah, well, I was sort of inspired to write this most recent column at American Thinker, The Sinking of the FBI, because I am frightened is an understatement, I guess, to see what is being revealed about the machinations at the FBI working in concert with apparently DOJ, the NSA, all of these institutions that have such power, such great, really enormous power legally and technologically in our lives. And every day we're seeing, as you note, new revelations that almost look like a 7 days in May scenario, where you have a cabal of corrupt, seemingly corrupt individuals, many of whom, were held in such high esteem until recently, perhaps, working together, as I say in my article, to undermine a duly elected president of the United States. Now, regardless of what you think of the president's policies, his style, what have you, this should frighten everyone, not just people on the right or Republicans. Democrats could be subjected to the same sort of abuses.
They seem rather sanguine about that, and maybe that's because it appears, at least to this point, that the agencies, I'm not speaking of the folks who comprise the vast majority of FBI agents, but at the leadership level, and evidently in quite a number of the career folks at the DOJ, are pretty patently partisan Democrats. So I think maybe they're sanguine that these kinds of abuses of power won't be aimed at them. But one of the things that you mentioned, Bill, that I just wanted to come back to is that these instruments of power, of national security and law enforcement power specifically, seemingly were put in the service not just of undermining the duly elected president of the United States, but trying to ensure that Donald Trump would not be the duly elected president of the United States. In other words, in a very direct interference in the electoral processes of the United States of America. And that is equally troubling, I'm sure, to you and to Judicial Watch and the rest of us when it comes to what are the implications of all this for our polity.
Well, it is. And I've made this observation of friends as well, conservative, like-minded friends, that almost the most frightening aspect of this to me is that we almost didn't find out about this. Look how close we came to Hillary Clinton's election. None of this would have been known maybe. No one can say, you can never say never.
You guys are pretty adept at pulling things out, but still, it's certainly the case that with Hillary Clinton in power, it would have been vastly more difficult, as would have been your work on exposing her email scandal, which has been extraordinary.
Right. I did much of the work with my colleagues, in particular Michael Bakesh, in obtaining Huma Abedin's emails. I went through 20 productions, over probably 20,000 pages of records, which expose so much about the trafficking of highly sensitive information over an unsecure server. Also, of course, the pay-for-play corruption of the Clinton Foundation. A lot of that really came to light as a result of an examination of Huma's email traffic. I would also point out that I think that Hillary was a target of a spear phishing email. In fact, I wrote a column about that, a Poor American Thinker, back in, I think, May of 2017. In 2009, she received an email, which when she forwarded to Huma, Huma's antivirus program flagged it as having a virus and stuck that word in the subject line. And anyone can see these records if they go to that article. I think it was titled something like "New Evidence Bolsters Suggestion That Hillary Was Hacked" or something like that. Those are things that, again, we would never have known but for the Freedom of Information Act and getting Judicial Watch's sort of relentless litigation.
Let me ask you, I'd love to talk to you at length about the Huma Abedin affair and what you found and whether you think, as I do, that there's almost certainly a lot more yet to be mined in those documents that you've extracted. But I did want, before we run out of time, to get your thoughts on what's been happening at the Department of Justice as well, Bill Marshall. This is another part of the problem, as we've seen during the Obama years particularly, and some would argue even still under the Trump administration. Your thoughts?
Right. I've started a number of investigations into various personnel at DOJ, Bruce Orr being one of them, a former assistant deputy attorney general, of course, who was overseeing much of the apparatus of DOJ that was examining, Hillary's use of the unsecure server and the Trump investigation and everything else, while he was simultaneously wearing the hat as head of OCDEF, which was the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, while his wife, Nellie Orr, was simultaneously working as a subcontractor for Fusion GPS. The conflicts of interest are just stunning. And I would encourage anyone, if you go to my the article, the FBI, is a sinking ship. There's a link in there to an interview I gave to Inside Judicial Watch where I had parsed Glenn Simpson's Senate testimony very carefully from my vantage point as both a person who worked for many years in the private intelligence world, corporate investigations, opposition research, as well as having worked in federal law enforcement and intelligence. So I kind of brought those perspectives to bear, and I really go into a lot of great detail about the conflicts of interest and all of the stunning corruption and self-evident corruption at DOJ and the FBI with respect to Hillary and the Trump investigation.
This is a subject which really warrants a much longer conversation with you, Bill Marshall. I hope you'll come back to us for that very soon, because I think, again, what you've been exposing is the sort of thing that we not only need to know about as we do this memo in the House Intelligence Committee now, which is going to expose apparently real wrongdoing and criminal behavior perhaps on the part of those involved in the FISA pursuit of Donald Trump. But that's, again, for another day. In the meantime, I know you'll keep up the terrific work you do at Judicial Watch as its senior investigator. Keep it up and come back to us again soon. Next up, we will speak with Fred Flights about the latest on Iran and...
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.